Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Raines. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tomanek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tomanek. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landis. Raines reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rivera scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raines fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Landis steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Tomanek reaches second base with a double. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landis. Raines reaches second base with a double. Tomanek scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Keegan now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rivera scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Woodling moves to third. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila is walked intentionally. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raines fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nixon out. One out. Kenny Kuhn pinch hits for Dick Tomanek. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landis. Raines reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Landis reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rivera scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raines fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan bunts towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Raines moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Altobelli pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Avila steals second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dixie Howell now pitching. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3 for 3 in the game, with three doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Al Smith now playing left field. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila juggles the ball. That's an error on Avila. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Jim Landis. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.